How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I'm back to share another idea to help you on your self-development journey today, or idea I think a lot of people may think it's a little bit out there, or it's just pure superstition, but I want to say just have an open mind, and you may realize that there's actually deep significance behind these ideas. So our topic today is on creating a ritual in which we utilize water in a conscious way to help work on our negative personality traits. So before we get into it, I want to talk a little bit about water and how it's been used throughout the ages as part of rituals. So as we all know, water is one of the major elements, along with earth, wind, fire, and ether, with each element having its own unique properties, its own unique qualities, which we can see manifest in various ways. And our bodies being the culmination of the elements, you can see how they manifest in a person's personality. Many people, I think, can identify a person in their life that they would say has a fiery personality. So, in coming to understand the elements, you can also develop deep insight into human nature, into a person's personality. You can see what qualities they have an abundance of or what they're lacking. But today, what we want to talk about is how we can use water as part of our own little self-development ritual to work on our negative personality traits. So by utilizing water, we are using its inherent quality of magnetism. It's magnetic in nature, and it's the reason that many spiritual traditions used water as part of their rituals to help cleanse somebody. Like in India, if you see some of their traditions, they used coconuts or fruits like limes or oranges because of the high water content. And in the rituals, what they would do with these objects is it would be used as a way of absorbing a person's negative influences or bad karma, and then discarding the object along with the person's karma. So I just want to also say, you know, in a ritual is a very powerful spiritual device because it involves your mind, your emotions, your body in an intense way, in a specific way, in which it really makes a deep impact. And although it's physical in nature, a ritual, what we're really doing with our rituals is we're doing work on the non-physical, because we're utilizing our focused intent and visualization, which affect the non-physical. That's where our work is primarily done. So the idea is simply that we first identify a negative personality trait that we want to work on. If you've visited my channel before, you will see that I always talk about objective self-observation, and how with objective self-observation we really can come to understand ourselves, and we get a really accurate picture of ourselves, and we will discover a lot of negative aspects to our personality. So when you've identified a negative personality trait, then you can use it in this ritual to work on it. So here, a negative personality trait is just any trait that keeps you from experiencing happiness to the max. So if you've identified, let's say, impatience or laziness, then let's work with that. So let me just briefly describe our little ritual. So it's just simple. Whenever you go to wash your hands or take a shower, we're going to be utilizing just the power of our attention, our focused intent, and we're just going to bring to our mind this negative quality that we want to work on. And as we're washing our hands, we're going to just try our best. Try your best to connect with the water at whatever level you can. Really try it, sense its energy, its presence, and then at the same time, you will be using your focused intent that you are drawing out and putting this negative quality into the water. And you are also utilizing the water's inherent property of magnetism, of being able to draw out this negative quality of yours. So by utilizing our bodies and then our minds and the quality of water, you know, that's going to be our little ritual. And also you want to use cold water to maintain the magnetism of the water, because if the water is hot, then you will be introducing more of the fiery aspect. So we want to just use cold water. But you don't want it so cold that it's going to distract your focus. So the whole thing is that you want to be really in a meditative and relaxed attitude and state. And you can also utilize visualization if that helps you, to visualize the water in certain colors. Whatever works for you, experiment. And that's basically it. So you're just really trying to connect at that deep level of you are just releasing, and this negative quality is being drawn out of you and just into the drain. It's just, you're removing it from your being. And as I said, this work, although we're using our bodies, you know, this work, what we're doing is, what we're really doing is we're cleansing our subtle bodies, because our negative personality traits, they are located in our astral body, our emotional body, and that's what we're actually doing. We are cleansing our subtle bodies. And if you try this, if this resonates with you, try it out for a few weeks, and you may surprise yourself at the cumulative effect. You may see that your personality does start to change as you work on this trait that you've identified. So try it whenever you're washing your hands, whenever you're taking a shower. Use this as a time to consciously work on this negative trait. So that's it, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And like I said, have an open mind. Try it out. And you may surprise yourself. And maybe in the future, if you find this useful, I can elaborate on more of these ideas. So wherever you are in the world, I hope you're doing good. And if you're new to my channel and you enjoyed this video and enjoy my content, subscribe. Hit the notification bell so when I upload new content, you will be notified. And share with anyone who may find it useful. And take care, guys.